You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is On the Ground Ipsy, our weekly conversation with Concentrate Media's Sarah Rigg about this week's online story about the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry. Sarah joins us now to tell us what she wrote about this week and who else is joining our conversation.
I wrote a story this week. We thought it was fitting for October to explore the idea of horror, and I found three writers living in Ypsilanti who write in the horror genre, and I brought with me one of those authors, Ken McGregor.
Hi, Ken. How cool to know that you live in our community, and this is the talent that you share with everyone.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here and share a little bit of my darkness with you.
I'm scared already. So you're a horror book writer. Is that the right way to even say it?
Yeah, horror writer is fine. I've written a couple of books and a lot of short stories. That's kind of my forte. But yeah, I have a couple of books out there, too.
Can you tell us about some of them?
Sure, of course. I'm happy to. I've had 115 short stories published in about 10 years. And I've co-wrote a novel, which is less horror and more sort of, well, we call it vulgar urban fantasy. It's an action adventure, sort of like a buddy cop movie with a lot of death and monsters and sex in it. I have two story collections of my shorts that I have put together in book form. And I've also edited two anthologies. Oh, and I forgot, I wrote a young adult novella, too, which is about a kid who fights monsters. And that one's called Devil's Bane, Tales of a Fourth Grade Warrior, which actually won a Reader's Choice Award last year, which is really exciting.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Oh, everywhere. Things I read, overheard, snatches of conversation, just things just pop into my head out of nowhere and demand to be written down sometimes, which I adore. I mean, really, everything is grist for the mill, you know?
How scary are your writings?
I guess it depends on who you ask and your tolerance, really. I mean, I've written some stuff that's pretty intense and pretty dark and also brutal. But I also write kid stuff, and I write light fantasy sometimes. So it really just runs the gamut from not scary at all to probably nightmare-inducing.
And Sarah, when putting together this week's story, did you find numerous authors of horror stories in the Ypsilanti area?
I have a suspicion. I didn't track down all the ones that are here, but the other two people I spoke to were really fun. There were a husband and wife team called Krista Coburn and Greg Pizzino. And not only do they write horror short stories and some steampunk horror overlap, but Greg wrote a horror musical to be performed by the Neighborhood Theater Group, except it got interrupted by COVID, and he's still hoping to have that produced someday. And his wife also is co-founder of a podcast called The Haunted Mitten. So they were really a lot of fun to talk to. I just pulled it up after I talked to them to get a sense of what it's like. And they are supposedly having an upcoming segment that's going to be set in Ypsilanti that's going to focus on the Starkweather family.
Can we find your books in bookstores, Ken, or just online? Or how can
Yep, you can. You can find them online. And also, there are bookstores and other stores locally that carry it. The Book Suite is a new place on Plymouth Road in Ann Arbor. Carries all my titles. Nicholas carries Stitch Lips. Blackstone and Ipsy carries Stitch Lips as well. And Twisted Things and Stardust both carry all my books downtown Ipsy. So, yeah, and it's also some of them are on the shelves at major chains as well, too.
There is a Great Lakes Association of Horror Writers as well.
Yeah, I'm part of that.
Tell us about that.
It's a group of people. And the only qualification to get in is that you have to live in a state that borders a Great Lake. And a lot of them are in Michigan, but there are people in Pennsylvania and I believe Canada. I've been with them since 2014. And actually, they got me started writing and publishing because I was writing screenplays and doing movies with a group in Ann Arbor. And I kept sending them script after script after script. And finally, the guy running the show was like, okay, knock it off. I can't make all of these. Turn them into short stories and get in touch with these people. And yeah, I've been publishing since. It's pretty cool.
Have any of your stories been turned into movies yet?
Yes. One story I wrote actually with that group of people is called The Quirk and the Dead. It's a zombie comedy horror romance, I guess.
wait. You have to say that one more time because that is, it's a what?
A, zombie, comedy, horror, romance.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's only 16 minutes long, so, you know, it's a lot to pack into a very tiny, tiny framework.
Is there a happy ending?
Yes-ish, kind of.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a love story, right? So
it's a love story. It has a happy ending for the antagonist, I guess I would say. I don't want to give anything away because it's available to watch on YouTube and it's fun. But it does not have a happy ending for my character, I'll tell you that.
Okay. So you're in it, too?
I'm in it. I did a lot of acting. I wrote it, co-directed it, co-produced it, and acted in it. And it was a huge, fun project.
And even though you write horror books, you are involved in the arts in the Ypsilanti area. And at least one of your covers was done by a local artist?
Yeah, the cover, actually two of them were. Devil's Bane was done by a friend of mine who is an artist, and she works at World of Rocks in Ipsy, and her name's Aurora, and she's really super cool. Her dad and I have been friends for decades, so she's kind of like a niece to me. And Stitch Lips was done by Holly Schoenfeld, who owns Stardust, which is an art gallery downtown. And she's also spearheading Holy Bones, which is this festival this Saturday.
So if we see you, Ken McGregor, walking down the street, a horror author in Ypsilanti, would we look at you and go, or do you just fit in with the rest of us?
I don't think that I'm particularly horrifying to behold in person.
Maybe that was not a great question to ask.
I think most people, when they see me, they probably recognize me from the library because I drive the bookmobile for the Ipsy Library. So locally, I have that reputation rather than, you know, that guy who writes scary things.
Mm. Anything else we need to know about this week's story, Sarah?
The other thing that was cool from that is that Ken is donating, after he recoups his cost, much of the proceeds from that to the Southern Poverty Law Center. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I fronted the money to have the book made initially, which was probably right around $4,700. So I'm taking 50% of what the book earns to repay that, and the other 50% is going straight to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And once it's paid off completely, then I'll donate everything to them.
Ypsilanti horror author Ken McGregor, we look forward to reading more about you and your work in this week's On the Ground Ipsy story, written by Sarah Regg. Thanks to both of you for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks. It was my pleasure.